Once again, episode number 5, Neighborhood Love Radio. This is the musical extension of neighborhood-love.com. 05, let's put it in drive. I got tonight as my guest, my man Quincy, a.k.a. artist known as Onions. What's going on, my man?
Yo, how's it going, man? Everything's great.
You're good. Came to sit in. We're going to play a little bit of music for you and then chop it up a little bit, talk about a thing or two. And, hey, I got some music for you tonight from Curtis Mayfield, Bus People Express. Right now, I'm going to start you off with the great Hank Ballard with From the Love Side. Enjoy, loved ones. Thank you.
Digging you from the love side. All that
Donzo's brand new music from Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings from their forthcoming LP called Give the People What They Want. Next up, I got the great Australian band Hiatus Coyote. Nakamura is the name of the tune. Thank you so much, loved ones. Please enjoy.
It's how hard to find your sweet you.
Jones, you are listening to The Great Barquets with Holy Ghost from the 1978 record called, what is it called? Oh, the Money Talks EP. That's out on Stax Records. Prior to that, we heard Hiatus Coyote from Australia. Their little acid jazz neo-soul number. That is from their self-released record, Talk Tomahawk, out last year, 2012. Before that, we heard brand new music from Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings from the Dap Tones Records. Upcoming release. I'll give the people what they want. They'll play in the Ink and Iron Festival in Long Beach in this coming June with Get This, Iggy and the Stooges, the Dwarves, and Rocket from the Crypt, and Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. So, should be pretty interesting. First tune you heard in the set. It was a great Hank Ballard. He invented the twist. Did you know that, man?
No, I was not aware.
Yeah, Hank Ballard. Yeah, with a backup band. His backup band is the JB's. Same band as that backs up James Brown, if you heard any similarities there. And that's, as a matter of fact, that came from a JB collection. James Brown's Funky People Part 2. I believe there's three LPs that all came out.
James Brown, the man.
Yeah, it came out in the 80s, and it's all basically artists that he works with or he's related to. You'll see like Fred Wesley or Bobby Bird or Lynn Collins on one of these collections. I highly recommend them. There's three of them, and all called James Brown's Funky People. Anyway, that tune we heard was Hank Ballard with From the Love Side. Sitting here with my man Quincy. He goes by the name Onions.
What's going on? Yeah, that's my artist name, Onions. Yeah, I sign everything Onions. Everything makes me cry. Yeah. Seems to be.
I think what I dig about your stuff is there's an underlying spiritual narrative to almost everything. And you are Rastafarian, yes?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
All right, but it's not always the thematic themes aren't specifically always with that ideology. I've seen.
Well, I mean, when it comes to Rastafarianism, the idea of what it is is still kind of left open to interpretation. That's one of the things I appreciate about it a lot. I mean, it's of course people who find their identity in Haile Selassie. Mm-hmm. That's where it begins, and that's why you call yourself Rasta. But as you move into what it is, I mean, any kind of a faith that you move into, you get deeper, you start to realize that they're all based in the same thing.
Yes.
And that's what I try to shoot for, is the idea of the commonality between us all. And I try to come with different types of religious iconography and gear it towards a modern day understanding, so people can look at things and not have to necessarily know all the symbology that goes behind it, the history of everything, but something that can connect to people on an internal level.
Yeah, excellent. And so, like, would you say if you never found your specific spirituality, would you still be an artist? If you grew up on an island somewhere and never heard of Mr. Solis or anything?
Well, honestly, when I think about, like, the idea of how I pursue my spirituality, I mean, art is really my truest religion. Mm-hmm. Like, that's how I talk to God. That's how I meditate. That's
how you communicate. Yeah,
yeah, you know, and that's where my voice is best heard, like when I'm talking to the Most High.
Yes, sir.
So I try to document as much as possible of those conversations and then pass them around to people because it tends to help people out.
Yeah. I also know you've dabbled in the culinary arts as well.
Yeah, for a little bit. Yeah, I did cook for a while, and I tried to, and I was in New York. I was working with a sous chef out there for a bit, just like experiencing that kind of a lifestyle, but chopped my tip of my finger off one day in an accident, and I kind of lost the love for that, as I couldn't do anything else. Yeah, I stay away from sharp objects from now on. That's basically my new mode of operandi.
Did you find any kind of creative outlet in that direction? I mean,
well, you know, I think any kind of tool that you're pursuing, any kind of medium that you're using to try to create things, it takes a good long while to really become comfortable with whatever instrument you're using.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not going to call myself, like, I'm going to say I express myself with my cooking, but I certainly do tend to do a lot of searching when I prepare a meal. So.
Yeah. And I know you, we used to be neighbors at one time, loved ones, Mr. Quincy and I, and I noticed him rocking out on the didgeridoo one time. And I'm all, hey, I know how to play that. And I grabbed it, and I'm all, and I handed it back to him. And then he busted out some crazy circular breathing shit.
Yeah, man. Yeah, the didgeridoo, it's like you can make sounds on it. But like once you get that circular breathing thing going, you can really experience the instrument. It's a dope instrument, though. Yeah. Like I'm not really all that inclined to pick up too many instruments. I've been practicing the same song on a guitar for like 15 years now. Yeah. I can kind of play it. But when it comes to like intuitive things like harmonicas, didgeridoos, and things like that, I really do grip. Like I'd like to vibe with those things.
Yeah. Hey, where can someone go to see your art, by the way?
Well, on the internet type stuff, I got Onions. You can check it out on Facebook or you can check it out on Instagram.
Instagram, I think that's where I know the biggest body of your work
Onions,
is.
Onions, UNYENZ.
Yes. Yeah, and, if you type the UNYENZ.
Right on.
Right into the search bar, the old Instagram, then you're going to see.
Yeah, I'm going to be posting stuff just about every day for the next 10 years, probably on that thing. So
that's awesome, man. Yeah. Hey, as I mentioned earlier, this is a musical extension of the great website, neighborhood-love.com. You can check out on the page right now, I think they got, once again represent neighborhood hotspots. I think this time is with a shop owner, artist, and videographer, Syringe. He runs out of New Jersey, or Jersey City, actually, specifically. And he's got a store called Element Tree, you know, and art supplies, apparel. But he's also a videographer too, and I think that's really what I want to recommend. Is you go check out, you could check out their website directly at the Element Tree, two words, .com. And man, there's some great videos. It's just like the graffiti process and great music behind it and stuff.
Sounds like a dope name. I like that, Elementary.
Yeah, this dude Syringe is real, man. So he's got his store and also his production company of the same name. I guess he's sort of established himself as a cultural hub around, up there in the 201 area code. Anyway, you can check out more on neighborhood-love.com. Neighborhood-love.com. We're going to get into a little bit more music here, my man. Bus People Express. All the way. Shit, I don't even know when this came out. But yeah, check it out. Bus People Express. Old stuff. Good stuff.
Yeah, fun.
Underground, we now have to deal with our own self-destruction. We cannot live on the surface of our earth any longer. There is now pollution in every natural mineral and material taken from the land. We have truly become a vast wasteland. And now underground, How will we deal with our society of discrimination among the people? Near to hell. It's just as well. What will become of our children? Underground.
live that way.
Survive off of their Rock for Light record. Mm. Out on Caroline Records. That was produced by Rick Ocasek. Did you know that, man?
I was unaware of that as a fountain of information. Sorry. Yeah.
That was sort of their segue into stronger, better production and material from their, you know,
Riff Rugged days.
Yeah, from all their early stuff is like four track cassette.
Yeah, man. You know?
And let's see, prior to that, we heard the great Curtis Mayfield, the iconic Curtis Mayfield, Underground, from the Roots record, 1971. Yeah, they got a cool event out there in New York. This is, Curtis Mayfield is no longer, he passed away many years ago now. They have a 70th birthday tribute featuring Aloe Black and the surviving member of The Impressions, Lonnie Smith. And it's hosted by Banky Griptite, New York, Yaptone Records fixture. He's great. He's like a guitarist, producer, MC. I don't mean like a hip-hop MC. I mean like...
hosting the show MC.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind being there. I think that's in June or something. Before that, we heard Buzz People Express. They're sort of an anomaly band. It's actually an alias of German funk band, the Poets of Rhythm. And they would put out these compilations of tracks from like various artists. But in fact, they were all the Poets of Rhythm. They're all the same band, but they would just come up with these aliases and
give themselves some creative freedom, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, and just get their creative jollies off. Anyway, that was the Bus People Express with Augusta, Georgia. Did you grow up in a musical household, or what kind of art or music were you exposed to as a young?
My home life was riddled with music. It was music everywhere. You eat, sleep, wake up in the morning with music, go to sleep at night with music. But it was pretty constricted as far as the type of music we were listening to when I was a kid. My pop was very much about making sure that all the music that was being played was praising God. Mm-hmm. Southern Baptist minister / Marine / band director in the Marine Corps.
So, shit.
Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff mixed in that little pot. Uh-huh. But I remember, you know, when I was a kid, we used to stand around the piano and like sing Andre Crouch songs. Like my dad would be playing the piano, we'd all harmonize and sing and stand around them. It was really cool, like as far as that goes.
Yeah, when you look at all the R&B greats or something, I mean, you see a common thread is like they grew up singing in church.
Yeah, know? Yeah, man. I mean, it's just something that's like you start up when you're a kid and you just don't stop. Mm-hmm. I mean, the things that kids are doing nowadays in like 20 years, they're going to be like masters at, and whatever it is, like, you know, the little games they have and the little things they're using with their phones and stuff. These are tools. Uh-huh. Eventually they're going to have like mastery of. Same thing with like the music and stuff we were doing when I was like a kid. When, you know, I don't know, you start off with doing little tiny things and it grows and grows. My brother's playing saxophone now, touring around the world. My dad... Yeah, of course, you know, he's continued with the music thing, but I don't really pursue the music so much. I kind of see it as the art as an extension of that, though.
Well, it's all communication.
Yeah. Once you learn to communicate in one form, it's easier to allow your voice to communicate in others.
Hey, check this out, loved ones. You can reach, he goes by Onions, at UNYENZ. You can find him on Instagram if you type in that, UNYENZ.
Right on.
You can also find him on the Facebook page.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I don't think I announced myself. My name is Johnny Scott Gramercy. I am your selector this evening. Thank you so much. And we got a couple other tunes for you. I got the great Ken Booth coming up. Is It Because I'm Black? This is from an interesting collection called Darker Than Blue Soul from Jamtown. It's a collection of all Kingston area artists.
Sounds cool, man. I can't wait to hear it.
Ken Booth. He's the Jamaican Wilson Pickett. There's some other great artists on that record. Freddie McGregor, John Holt, Delroy Wilson, all on the compilation Darker Than Blue. Let's give it a spin.
is holding me back. I'm wondering if it's because I'm black.
Somebody, please tell me, is it because
Rufus featuring Chaka Khan. Sweet Thing was the name of that tune. Before that, we heard Sin Cane, Jeepers Creepers. And then Ken Booth started off the set. Quincy, my man. Hey, what do you got coming up that people can see your work?
You can come and see it live this week at the Canoga Park Youth Arts Center in Canoga Park. It's on Wednesday, 6 to 10, and then third Thursdays every month in Canoga Park for the rest of the summer. We're going to be doing an art walk.
Yeah, I've been to that. It's super fun. A lot of food.
Yeah, man.
A lot of art.
A lot of more people are participating this year. It's going to be great. I can relax my managerial hands and start getting into some real artwork, which is good.
Excellent. I'll be there for sure.
Yeah, awesome.
Quincy, thank you so much, man. Thank you for coming down.
It's my pleasure, really interesting. Man. Thanks again, for having me.
Once again, I wish we had a little bit more time. Hey, my name is Johnny Scott Gramercy. If you need to email me, you could do so at my email is my name, JohnnyJohnny at neighborhood-love.com. Johnny at neighborhood-love.com. Thank you so much, loved ones, for joining me. I will see you next Sunday. Bye-bye now.